Hello, and it's a welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich from me, John Hoyle. And I'm joined by Gaynor Lord as we present you with edition 2238, which was recorded on Thursday, the 7th of September, 2023. What do we have for you today? Well, two features. The first on this part one is about the Norwich School of Painters. Before that, however, we have news items taken from the Norwich Evening News and some letters from correspondents to the paper. So, the usual fare, but we hope you find it entertaining. And some of you will have been expecting to hear Chatterround last week. Sadly, it seems to have vanished, but we will be sending it to you shortly. Before we start, we're pleased to welcome some new listeners. So it's hello to Maureen Curtis of Burgh Apton and Kathleen Deacon of Wyndham. We hope you enjoy listening. Now, over to Gaynor to start us off.
Hello. Before we start our weekly edition, it's that week in the month when we have the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine for you. This will follow on from our weekly edition, so we encourage you to keep listening for that. We'll give you another brief reminder to keep listening later on. In the meantime, to whet your appetite, here is Sarah Lusher to tell you the highlights in this month's edition.
Hello everyone. The September 2023 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine is all ready for you. Along with our regular contributors and features, the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, books to read, Norfolk Greats, What's On, we hear about the glorious gardens at Bressingham, turning back time in preserving our windmills, the restoration of Ramsden Hall, and a family firm celebrating its 40th birthday. So, gosh, there's lots to hear about, so do keep listening after the news.
Thank you, Sarah. That sounds like a great variety show. Now here is John to introduce our first batch of news items.
The safety of school buildings is in the news, and Norfolk schools are no exception. Almost in the same vein, there is approval for the demolition of a very prominent building in the city, whilst owners of another prominent building, Jarrell's, celebrate 200 years of business. Coming up, too, is news of the newly appointed chief executive of the hospital. However, first of all, the local arts world was saddened to hear of the death of Peter Wilson, such a huge influence on the promotion of the city's Theatre Royal. So we'll start with that news. Peter Wilson, who ran Norwich Theatre Royal for nearly a quarter of a century, has died, aged 72. Mr. Wilson's first West End production was Arnold Wesker's Annie Wobbler in 1985, and he worked on Broadway as well as in international touring companies. He joined the Norwich Theatre Royal, where the lights were dimmed in his memory, in 1992, before standing down as chief executive in 2016. Mr. Wilson was made an MBE in 2000 for his services to theatre, and in 2005 received a special award from Norfolk County Council for his contribution to the county's creative industry. Earlier this year, he was awarded a prestigious Olivier Award for those who have displayed excellence and dedication to the industry and pioneered change. Stephen Crocker, chief executive at Norwich Theatre Royal, said, "All of us at Norwich Theatre are saddened by the news of the death of Peter Wilson. Peter's tenure as chief executive of Norwich Theatre Royal from 1992 to 2016 marked a defining period in our history. His contribution over those 25 years, both to our organisation and the wider Norwich and Norfolk arts sector, was extraordinary, and its impact immeasurable. His lasting legacy, both visible and invisible, is profound and will continue to live on through the work of Norwich Theatre as well as the many other organisations that benefited from his support and all those that he inspired."
Thomas Bullock Primary in Shipton was the first school in Norfolk to announce it would not be opening as planned after rack was found in the school hall roof. It opened a day later and the hall will not be used. the same body that oversees Thomas Bullock, the Diocese of Norwich Education and Academies Trust, NEET, has announced it also checking one other school building it owns for the material. Penny Carpenter, Cabinet Member for Children's Services at Norfolk County Council, said the council was first made aware of the issue in 2018 and structural engineers carried out surveys of 83 buildings and found no concerns. However, most Norfolk schools are not controlled by County Hall but by trusts like DNEET, which are responsible for their own buildings. The Cabinet Member encouraged parents to contact their children's school if they have concerns. NCC has contacted the Trust three times since 2018 to flag up the issues.
A long-standing city centre office block will tumble after plans to demolish it were approved. Victoria House, the former home of Marsh and Sedgwick, had stood empty in Queen's Road since the start of last year, with a discussion over demolition plans ongoing since June. It's thought work will begin by the end of the month, after Norwich City Council's planning team voted to approve plans on September the 1st. Developers Norwich Victoria now have 5 years to complete the demolition, which is expected to be complete within 6 months. Conditions of the approval mean no work will be able to take place until a site meeting between workers and council officials, minutes of the meeting have been produced, and a clear timetable of events has been formed. Before work begins, contractors will also be required to carry out an asbestos survey and ensure the clearance of the site is done in a way that does not disrupt nesting birds, hedgehogs, and bats.
200 years ago, the now famous Gerald family arrived in Norwich, changing the high street and our relationship with shopping forever. Opening on Cockey Lane, as London Street was then called, in 1823, the flagship Gerald department store started life as a bookseller and a printer, moving into its current location 15 years later. And while other local department stores lost their relevance and closed, the Norwich Institution continued to grow, withstanding two world wars, the dawn of the internet shopping, and most recently a global pandemic. Today, as it celebrates its 200th year in Norfolk, Caroline Gerald, one of three Gerald family members still working within the company, said the business was stronger than ever and looking forward to another centuries of success. She said, "We've never stopped evolving. One of the strengths of a family business is it can choose to be very flexible. You feel the stability of those long-standing roots, but the real secret has been the way we've looked forward. Each generation has contributed something different, and the responsibility we feel to the people of Norwich has always been at the heart of that."
The new boss of Norfolk's biggest hospital has insisted that he is not part-time chief, despite splitting his time between two health trusts. Nick Hume was appointed chief executive of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital earlier this year and began the role last month. He was appointed on a six-month basis, during which time he will continue to run two other hospitals, Ipswich and Colchester, as chief executive of the East Suffolk and Norfolk Essex NHS Foundation Trust. But in his first interview he said, "I'm not a part-time chief executive, I'm a full-time chief executive of two trusts. Currently I'm based in Norwich between Mondays and Thursdays and alternate between Ipswich and Colchester on Fridays, as they are in a more stable position with more established teams. But a big part of the chief executive's role is responding to priorities, and if urgent situations arise at any of the hospitals, I'm able to give that my attention." COVID also got us far more used to remote working, so even when I'm not physically in one place, I'm always communicating and always talking. Meanwhile, Mr. Hume confirmed that he will not be seeking to take on his new role on a permanent basis. He said, I've not applied for the permanent NNN job. That process is ongoing, and we hope to resolve it sooner rather than later. So I have some time to work alongside my successor.